As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Will your team have a draft to remember?
With the 75th pick, the Seattle Seahawks select Russell Wilson, quarterback, Wisconsin.
Or crap out.
With the third pick, the San Francisco 49ers select Trey Lance, quarterback, North Dakota State.
This is Primetime on Draft Week.
Brought to you by A&E Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Get $2,000 off a new energy-efficient system now through May 31st. Call or visit aeheatingandcooling.com.
Primetime with Isaac and Suk on 1080.
What a moment.
The Fan.
Let that Trey Lance thing go for the Niners.
Forgot about that.
That does not get enough flack. It's one of the worst trades. They gave up. It was three ones, but it was
That's crazy.
Well, it was two ones and then the swap of
Trey Lance?
The ones. And I think a fourth and like a fifth or a fourth and a sixth.
Well, and if memory serves, they made the trade and then there was all this infighting about what the pick should be. There were lots of reports that Kyle Shanahan wanted Mac Jones, which would have been equally disastrous.
Oh,
but
my God.
Yeah, it was like they moved all that way up and didn't even know who the hell they wanted.
It's just...
Wow. You're right, but they're so good that it doesn't matter.
It's the only thing that saves them because it was... Just
well, I mean, it's kind of a big thing.
It was horrific.
When you make bad moves like that and you don't suck, no one cares.
But they should get the flack.
Although maybe they should. Maybe you could argue they would have won the title had they not given up those picks.
Yeah, I mean, when you think about the draft capital. I mean,
never know.
In every draft, it should be when you're drafting a guy, especially in the first 5 or 6 picks, that guy needs to be an All-Pro. And then a first-round pick, the idea is that you need to be drafting Pro Bowlers or at least high-end starters. And then you're looking in every draft to probably land 2 to 3 other starters, quality contributors, and that is a good draft. And then if you can fill in some other guys that are developmental. So when you give up basically 2 ones, and because the other one was a swap, and then 2 mid-round guys... I mean, you're talking about cost control. You were hoping 2 of your top 6 to 8 players and then 2 other starters. That's the difference. I mean, you go back to that Super Bowl they lost against Kansas City. I mean, that's the sort of stuff that puts you over the top. I mean, look at the Eagles, right? The Eagles the last couple of years, if they don't, this last year, if they don't get Mitchell and DeJean, their 2 corners in the same draft, they don't win the Super Bowl. If they don't have Jalen Carter fall to them, they probably don't win the Super Bowl, right? I mean, it's guys like that, or Cam Jurgens, like, and because he's not a first-round guy, but you look at the way that team was built. I mean, you take out 2 or 3 of those guys, which is essentially what you did by giving up all that draft capital. That's the difference between winning and losing Super Bowls.
Yep. Well, anyway, it is NFL draft week. As per the NBA draft, which is in June? Or
yes.
Is that in July? June.
I think it's June.
Yeah.
And then we got the coin flip this week, though, right?
NBA draft Wednesday, June 25th.
The Blazers coin flip? Which coin flip?
Yeah, the Blazers have to have a coin flip to find
they
out.
They already lost.
Oh, they already lost?
Yeah. With the Suns?
When did that happen?
Yesterday.
Oh, I missed it.
Today? God, I don't know when it happened. I read about it. Oh. Right? Is there another coin flip?
Blazers lose tiebreaker drawing to Suns will be slotted 10th in NBA draft lottery.
Yeah. Oh.
That was earlier today?
Yeah, today.
Oh, I missed it.
They had a 3.8 chance.
Yeah.
3.8% chance of landing the top pick.
Mm-hmm.
They now have a 3.7% chance of landing the top pick.
Well, now the Cooper flag's coming out. I mean, you know, go Blazers, man. You're getting it.
Yeah, flags!
Yeah,
wasn't that big of a deal. But the Suns, because the Suns and Blazers tied, so they had to flip a coin for 9 or 10. And
I thought that was later this week, but...
You're an idiot.
I am an idiot. And then when is the draft lottery?
I'm going to go May 14th.
May 12th.
12th.
Monday, May 12th.
Monday.
Then we find out.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, chances. Hell yeah, that's good pizza. Hell yeah, that's good draft order.
NBA playoff.
Hell yeah, that's good pizza.
Joe Mazzulla is great. He's the coach of the Celtics. they won their opening round game.
It was good for a half. They were losing at the half to the upstart Orlando Magic.
Tatum went down. Writhing in pain.
Fell and hurt his wrist.
I don't know if... Do you think NFL players do this too?
No.
Because NFL is such a violent sport. Like, we just assume that when somebody goes down, they're really hurt.
Yep.
Like, did you watch the... did you happen to be watching Padres Astros last night?
I saw the highlight. I didn't watch it live, but dude, that thing was gnarly.
Yeah, there's a collision at first base in the first inning, and Luis Arraez just went down.
Yeah, well, the first baseman kind of... One, he was just on the bag. There was nowhere for him to go. But I think
it was the second baseman, right? It was over on a bunt coverage, I think. I think he slid over to cover first because it was a bunt.
He kind of did the brace throw the shoulder into him a little bit. It was brutal.
Yeah, but it was also one of those where, I mean, we do this often as fans.
Yeah.
Especially in sports like baseball and basketball, not necessarily football.
Yeah.
Because in football, we just give guys the benefit of the doubt. It's a violent sport.
The only time is if you're faking an injury to stop the clock.
There's that, but we know what that is.
Yes.
That's when they go down. No. They're just standing there, and then they go, oh.
And most of the time in football, when someone goes down and we see the replay, it's usually like, oh,
I'm hurt.
You could see someone get rolled up on, or especially when someone gets hit. Like you know.
But even in baseball, like last night, I was going, come on, Arraez.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, get up.
Oh gosh, man.
And they do this in basketball all the time. And again, it's I mean, it's like we don't know, but you know, it's just. I think it's just the nature of these sports. Like you're not really hurt.
Yeah.
And then in basketball, these guys are constantly...
LeBron's the king of it.
He's the king of it.
Someone, bats one of his eyelashes, and he rides around like they've stolen his eyeball.
They're trying to milk it.
It's brutal.
And I think they love the idea that people think they're hurt. they love the gasp.
And then the hero moment when you get up and you shake it.
I think they also like to just get a break and get their wind. I think that is a part of it, too, sometimes. They just like to get some time.
Yeah, I think that's okay, gamesmanship. But...
But Jason Tatum was hands over his head. And,
And Mazzulla knew it. Mazzulla, his own coach, stops the trainer from going over there and says, get up! He yells across the court, get up! I freaking love that.
And the look on his face, dude, he was staring a dagger through Jason Tatum.
He's one of us.
You could just tell. He has a little water bottle in his hand. He's like, F you, get your ass up.
You ain't hurt, bitch.
Yeah, Tatum's got his arms above his head. He's doing the knees back and
lace him up, you little bitch. Let's go. You're not hurt.
I'm hurt. Get back. He's fine. Get up. Yeah, it turns out, by the way, x-rays negative.
Yeah,
you're
he
fine.
Was fine.
He was fine. And then they ended up, they kicked their ass. They won by 20.
You know, I tell you what, it tells you a little bit of something of how Mazzulla thinks of Tatum.
Yes.
By when he did that.
Yes.
He thinks he's kind of a, you know.
Well, clearly he's seen it before.
Yeah.
Like, if that is... If that's someone that you believe is tough and is rolling around, that you're like, oh, geez.
Kick the ball, you little bitch.
Yes. I would like to believe that at some point in practice, he has, shoot the ball, you little bitch. Get up off the ground. Love it.
Because these bitches be high maintenance. All right, so we'll get to Russell Westbrook a little bit later. We got to go.
Yeah.
Bye, bitch. I also have what Nico said today. which was really something.
That guy.
Dude, that guy. I don't know why he keeps speaking. No,
he's had said a lot of things that are really something.
Just like, stop.
Just shut up, man.
Hawking. Shut up. Stop.
Stop it.
Stop. So we'll get to that later, but up next, it's our primetime stock watch, what we're buying and selling from the weekend in sports on The Fan.
It's primetime stock watch. What's all the hype? Are Isaac and Soup buying it or calling BS and unloading it fast?
Sounds to me like you guys are a couple of bookies.
Is the hype accurate or a bunch of hot gas? Before you buy or sell, listen close.
It's easy to grin when your ship comes in and you've got the stock market beat. But the man worthwhile is the man who can smile when his shorts aren't too tight in the seat.
Primetime stock watch is brought to you by 1-800-DIVORCE. When you need to take stock of your rights, 1-800-DIVORCE is on your side. Call 1-800-DIVORCE today.
All right, and the news is coming up next, but first our stock watch from Buckley, who probably has odds on the next Pope in here, I'm guessing.
He's got an angle, I know that.
Well, you guys found the angle, which, might I say, was a pretty good one. Anyways, let's move on to the association.
Well, can we tell them what it is for those that didn't hear?
Bet on the white.
Well, card. There's two candidates who have come out as front runners. One of them's white. One
of
them's not.
How about this? One of them is a very left-leaning Filipino gentleman, and the other is a conservative white guy.
Yeah, we're going with the conservative white guy.
Yeah. Take that one. Take that to the bank.
That's the angle.
Yeah.
So the Dallas Mavericks did their whole exit interview, end of season press conference thing today.
Stop talking.
And one reporter, I will get his name, was really directed to the point with Nico. Here's what he asked.
Why shouldn't you be fired?
Wow.
Well, one, I think I've done a really good job here. And I don't think I can be judged by the injuries this year. You have to judge from totality, from beginning to end. And so I think I have a really good working relationship with Patrick. I think you add in Rick, the leadership that we have is really elite, and you'll see next year when our team comes back, we're going to be competing for a championship.
Buy or sell, we'll see next year that this team will be competing for a championship when they're healthy.
Wrong. Wrong. Wrong.
So he's saying a healthy Kyrie, AD, Lively, Clay.
Yeah.
And who would be their...
Who else did he say? I mean, I could go back, but...
Well, first off, Kyrie's not going to be probably ready at the start of the year.
No.
If he does come back, I mean, he's coming off a torn ACL. He's on the wrong side of 30. AD's on the wrong side of 30. Always hurt. Klay Thompson really is on the wrong side of 30. So you're basically saying...
P.J. Washington.
P.J. Washington. So you're now saying you're betting on a bunch of guys that are injury-prone, including one coming off a major injury that... In their mid 30s, are going to win you a championship? Yeah, no. And by the way, I love how quiet he was. I think I've done a really good job here. And no, dude, that guy just stop talking. And by the way, don't answer that question. You don't do yourself any favors by answering those questions.
Well, I think I've done a pretty good job
just
here.
Do the Bryce Harper thing. It's a clown question. Bro.
Well, but he's in a tough spot because.
They make him talk.
They have botched this so much that everybody now wants answers.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you want answers.
There is no one.
There aren't. No. First of all, there aren't answers.
No.
Okay, either he can't tell you, which is what I think. I think he has to lie.
Yeah.
Or he's just that dumb and that bad, and some people believe that. Either way, there's no answer.
No.
But people want answers. So then we get... stupid press conferences like this where people ask good questions and he can't really answer them.
No.
But he's got to be nice about it because if he's a jerk, he's going to get raked over the coals again.
Well, there are reports out now that the owner, Patrick Dumont, is upset with Nico that it wasn't conveyed to him just how upset the fan base would be with this move. As if, one, the owner shouldn't know that himself, but two, like, you couldn't have possibly seen this coming.
Well,
he could have seen it coming because he was all quiet about it.
Yeah.
He knows. See, again, he cannot tell the truth about this. He knew what he was doing trading Luka.
Which is why he was quiet about
it. Which is why he was quiet about it. this narrative now that he's come back and a couple of he circles back on just a few talking points every time. I heard his press conference today. And one of them is he really wanted Anthony Davis. Okay, so they've obviously gone back in and put their heads together and said, look, we're going to have to answer for this more than we want to. What do we say? And one of the things he said was, look, I can just sell Anthony Davis. I wanted Anthony Davis. I love Anthony Davis.
I do have a bonus Nico for you because, let's hear this clip. Here's a little part of that.
I didn't know that Luka was important to the fan base. I didn't quite know it to what level. But really, the way we looked at it is, you know, if you're putting a team on the floor that's Kyrie, Clay, PJ, Anthony Davis, and Lively, we feel that's a championship caliber team, and we would have been winning at a high level, and that would have quieted some of the outrage. And so, unfortunately, we weren't able to do that, so it just continued to, you know, go on and on.
So to your point, Isaac, this is what they have decided.
That's what they decided.
He said it multiple times in this press conference.
That is what they decided that the narrative will be, even as dumb as that is. Mm-hmm. That's what he thinks will get everybody to shut up and all this to just go away. There's nothing he can say to help his cause, but he has to speak, so that's what they chose.
And the owner now wants him speaking because he's like, yo, man, I don't want to wear this.
You want to know what's fascinating? I wanted to look this up, to be fair. So Clay missed two straight seasons because of the horrific injuries. So he'll be 35 next year. Do you realize that if you're saying over the last 4 to 5 years, you know who's played more games between Kyrie Irving, Anthony Davis, and Klay Thompson?
AD.
It's Klay Thompson.
Yikes.
Klay Thompson has played in 72, 77, 69, and then when he did come back from the injury halfway through that season, he played in 32 of 32 games. Kyrie Irving has played in, like, you go back to when he was 27, 20, 54, 29, 60, 40, 20, 58, 50. Anthony Davis, 51, 51, 56, 40, 36. Like, so you're now saying dudes that miss 30-plus games every year, all, by the way, well into their 30s, they're magically going to stay healthy, and they're going to be, like, it's just, it's ridiculous. But like you said, it's a valid point. That's the narrative they came up with, and you have no other choice. Just stick with it. And then get locked out of your press conference, which was hilarious.
Yeah, buy or sell, they should just fix the glitch and make sure that key doesn't work anymore.
Yeah, they just went to leave. He went to leave, and the door is locked. It's like, can't get out.
Let's move on to another place in the Western Conference, Houston, where game one between the Warriors and Rockets took place. Here's Kevin Harlan last night.
Moody will drive. Şengün will defend. Curry's got it. He and Butler, as I said, 18 apiece. He'll dance. He'll throw up a shot.
Oh, goodness. Are you kidding me?
Geometrically, that should not have happened. Wow, what a shot.
Look at this. I mean, it's almost like he's running out of bounds and shoots a 25-footer. Look at the arc on this.
Buy or sell that with the help of Jimmy Butler and Stephen Curry rolling like this, you would make the Warriors a favorite in any series remaining in the Western Conference?
No, because I'll still take Oklahoma City.
Okay.
And I know Memphis has their own issues, but they beat Memphis by 50.
51, yeah.
I mean, dude, I don't know. Other than experience, I don't know what you poke holes in the game of Oklahoma City.
They're great defensively.
But outside of that, and I'll even throw Oklahoma City in. Golden State can win. Golden State can beat any team in the West. I would still take Oklahoma City, but yes, if Jimmy plays to this level and Steph plays to this level and the rest of them just have to play defense and complementary basketball, Golden State can win the West. But no, Oklahoma City, until otherwise proven, I'm not taking anyone over.
Are you doing this stock to... Like, do you think that the Warriors would be favored over Oklahoma City?
No, I'm curious. No, I mean, I think it depends how it... If they were to meet in the Western Conference Finals, which I'm not even sure, does the bracket allow for that? Would they...
Yeah, they're on the opposite side.
Yeah, so if they met for the finals, I think it depends how they both got there.
Right?
If
Yeah, they're on the opposite side.
I mean, I do think OKC would probably be favored, but if they struggle with a couple teams and Golden State has it rolling,
yeah,
I don't know.
I guess so. If Oklahoma City has an injury or struggles...
Sure.
Kind of looking
or like SGA stops getting the whistle, or I don't know.
Golden State would get the winner of the Timberwolves Lakers, and then Oklahoma City would get the winner of the Nuggets Clippers, and then if they went past that, you meet in the conference finals.
Yeah, well, I sell it. I think Oklahoma City would be favored.
Well, let's move over to the ice. An event for some in the waning moments of the Knights and Wild game. Sook, did you see this?
I did see this.
Bergen looks to center. Eriksson Ek has it. 2 seconds to go. Towards the empty net. Just before the buzzer, out it. Sends it all the way down. One way or the other, this will be a game one win for the Vegas Golden Knights. We'll see if the empty netter counts. Either way, they open this best of seven with a home win.
So that is how it sounded at the end of game one. It was a 3-2 game.
You're getting ready for one of the all-time
under
beats.
And that's what we're going with. Over-under was 5.5. That hit 6. They went back and checked the tape.
Point one.
The puck crossed the line on the empty net with 0.1 seconds to go.
Wow.
Buy or sell, you can think of a worse beat.
I'll tell you what. Yeah, I mean, 0.1. Watching that in real time as it's sliding towards the net and you're watching the, you're like, no. That's as bad as it gets. That is, if you had the under, that is as bad as it gets right there.
I guess maybe the Chris Webber timeout.
0.1 second. And by the way, it didn't look like when that went in, you're like, oh, that doesn't
It looked
count.
Late.
It yeah. looked late. And they watched it. I mean, you think about, because the entire puck has to cross. Even when they slowed it down, there was a little like, is that good? And they ruled it good. God, gambling's amazing.
So you're saying the Chris Webber timeout affected the point spread? I mean, I don't remember the
I believe it did.
Scenario of that game.
Yeah,
I remember the timeout. I just don't remember the spread and like
it's just brutal.
I'm thinking of events that would happen. I mean, I guess
I would imagine there are worse beats because the one thing I would say is, at least in this scenario, it's just a time thing. It'd be like a shot not falling.
And an empty net opens the probability up for that to happen anyway.
It would be
anyways,
like a basketball shot not falling. You know, like the red light goes off before it leaves. Yeah, you know, that type of thing. Whereas I'm sure there are some beats. I can't think of any off the top of my head.
Yeah.
But I'm sure there are some that are just absurd. Like the ball bounces off the guy's foot and goes in and covers the spread. So, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Like I'm sure there is worse, but that's no good.
No.
Unless you had the under.
Because at least with like the like,
and then it's the greatest win of all time.
Most of the time, it's like when the ball leaves your hand. But in hockey, it's not. It has to cross. You get to see the puck sliding across
the
ice.
Had the frame-by-frame Zapruder overhead shot of it. And finally, this is more of just a silly bonus, but I came across this last night. Coach O, the former LSU coach Ed Orgeron, speaking English and French Cajun this weekend.
Well, ça coûte de trop, Miami. Oh, no. I can't afford that. Jacques can afford that. I can't afford that.
Nah.
By ourselves, we need Coach O back in college football.
Yes, we do, but can we again call out the awkward laughing? Do we need that?
Yeah, baby. Throw Miami. Oh, no. I can't afford that. John can afford that.
God. Yes, we do need Coach O back.
And I'm glad you didn't have that Ralph Salafouche who wouldn't have ever got past number one.
And there he is, speaking English.
You need a translator.
It sounds the same. Yes, we need him back.
Yeah. When's the last time he did anything? Was it LSU? Was that the last?
He's sitting on a pile of money.
I think he is sitting on a pile of money, and I also think that the way that he flamed out there was really bad, and they swept a lot of stuff under the rug, and I think a lot of people know what was going on.
He's been out since 2021, so he's done.
And he hasn't
won a
sniffed
title.
Anything else.
Yep.
Won a title.
Yes. Now he just goes shirtless a lot. Every time I see Ed Orgeron, he's like drunk and shirtless on
a
boat.
Living his best life.
Yeah.
That's what he's doing.
Exactly. Again, sitting on a pile of money. Good for Ed.
Goldberg Jones, when it comes to divorce, custody, or child support issues, trust Goldberg Jones to help. Call 1-800-DIVORCE. Phone questions answered at no charge. In the news is next. It is a very special day in history, and we'll get to that when we return. Here's Buck.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Time now for In the News. I am your noted newsman. Hello, thank you. Please be seated. I love you all. Well, not all of you.
Oh, some.
Most. Some of you.
A portion.
And it makes me sad.
Not even most, but some of you.
A handful?
It's brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. I mean, I love him, but what a bitch. Today is National Yellow Bat Day.
What?
Oh, like the wiffle ball bats?
I think so.
That makes sense.
That's the only yellow bat I'm familiar with.
I will
with.
Say that the
skinny bat?
Yeah, the skinny bat, and it comes with one wiffle ball. Yeah. That's like the best. I don't know how much they are anymore, but like back in the day, that was like the best $6 you could ever spend.
Yeah. Put one under my Christmas tree every year. I'll be happy.
Well, that's very true. You get a lot of entertainment value out of that.
Yeah.
Now, I was one. I don't know if in your wiffle ball days, if you liked the... So the wiffle ball that came with the yellow bat...
Yes.
Had the half...
Yes, that's
full.
The only wiffle ball that matters.
Yeah, see, I disagree. I liked the harder one that was all holes.
No.
Yeah, it was
Come
great.
On.
Well, because it went, you couldn't, it was harder to throw curvy with it,
yeah.
But it also went further.
They're almost two different games,
yeah.
playing Look. With the wiffle, you know, yeah. vents or not. I also, rather than having like the completely closed off one, I had friends that would put duct tape around the wiffled one to make it just
I'll
solid.
Just tell you right now, you playing with the Swiss cheese ball, clearly you're a coward.
It was great.
The whole point of wiffle ball is you could get on the mound and you could throw like the nastiest slider known to man. I mean, come on.
Yeah, well, dive on those screwballs would be nice.
You could still do that with those, but yeah, that to Buck's point, a lot of people, that ball was too flimsy. And a lot of people would put duct tape around it because you want it to act like an actual
Because even if you make great contact, because of the vents, it just dies, kind
exactly.
of.
Exactly. Yeah, that it was too whistly.
By the way, Ace Hardware, $7.99.
Hell yeah.
Wiffle
Something
ball,
never changed.
Bat and ball set. My, again, inflation my ass. Look at that. It's still
That's
$8.
Right. That's right.
Make America great again with the wiffle bat. Although I would say that we would take the yellow bat and then we'd wrap like athletic tape around the barrel.
See?
And give you a little extra.
Yeah. See the
little heft. In fairness,
and to be really frank here, this is hard for wiffle ball truthers, but it's true.
Yeah.
The original yellow bat and the regular wiffle ball that came with it were kind of mid. You had to kind of juice it up get the other ball in order for it to be a real game.
Yeah, you got to customize.
That's right.
You could put some tape and spray paint it. And oh, dude, that's now I want to play some wiffle ball.
It is also Al Capone's vault day. yes, it was this day in 1986.
Wow.
The mystery of Al Capone's vault drew 30 million viewers.
Bull crap.
Yes.
30 million people tuned into that?
Yeah. I was there. I remember it.
Oh,
I remember
gosh.
It vividly.
Yeah.
11-year-old me.
Yeah. Gosh. And by the way, if you're wondering, they opened the vault.
There was nothing in it. So the story is, okay, to this day, it's the highest rated syndicated special in TV history.
Wow.
I don't know if you know that.
I don't. Well, I do now. I didn't.
It was a sealed vault. It was owned by Al Capone. It was in the basement of a Chicago hotel.
I do knew that.
It was found when a construction company was hired to renovate the hotel in the 80s. They didn't know it was there until then.
Yeah.
And then they noticed that there were a series of walled-off chambers on the property. So Geraldo had just been fired from his
doing the Nazi lesbian hookers, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. Was it his talk show?
Yeah, it was a talk show. And he's like, people would like throw chairs at him.
Hey, the Nazi power hour. Where do I find that?
Yeah, on Geraldo's show.
So he had just been fired. So he was looking for something big. And he tackles this. He brings in an IRS agent who was there in case they found money.
Yeah.
He had a medical examiner on hand in case they found bodies.
I remember it. Like I remember watching it because it was like in this,
I do too.
The dank basement and everyone had hard
hats.
Dude,
it was a huge deal. Yes. Everybody was talking about it. I was like, what are they going to find in there? And once they opened it, there wasn't one damn thing in it.
Just
completely
empty,
except for debris. And then I think they said they found maybe a bottle of Prohibition-era booze. An old bottle.
Jackass.
An empty bottle. That was it.
That's great.
I also love the fact that Al Capone was running his operation from hotels in Chicago.
Yeah.
Probably not ideal.
Yeah. I guess he had like a series of tunnels like underneath that you could go from one to the other. I mean, yeah, what the main, I forget the main hotel, but you can go still see it in Chicago. Like he lived in a hotel.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. He was running his operations and he would switch hotels, but this hotel was eventually demolished in 1995. But I think it was called like the Lexington.
Something like that.
But Geraldo said that after the special aired, and it was a live event, we all tuned in to see him open the
door. No one will ever do that again.
Not open the door, but they blew it up.
Yeah, they knocked it down like a caterpillar or something.
He said after the event aired, he went across the street and got tequila drunk.
Oh, you have no choice at that point. I mean, is there anyone that's been made a bigger ass on national television than that right there?
It was bad.
Yeah.
And he knows it was bad. He later admitted he was like, "Yeah, we kind of whiffed there." But hey, I like the.
You like the effort, right?
I do. Yeah. It's like that was we were fired up about
and
that.
And no one, because of that, there'll never be something like that again. You could never take the chance on live television of doing something like that.
Two new animals imprisoned at the Oregon Zoo for our pleasure.
Oh, what do we got? What are we poking at?
Orphaned cougar cubs.
Then you don't have a choice.
They've made their debut. Yeah. No, they don't, because they can't go back into the wild.
They can't go into the wild.
So these two are named, their brother and sister. They're named Link and Nova, and they were brought to the zoo in November. They're settling in well. So cougars stay with their moms for about a year in the wild.
Mm-hmm.
If you have cougs that get separated from their mom for whatever reason, they will not survive.
Yeah.
So
they didn't have a choice.
They didn't have a choice here. They have to put them on display for our, we can gawk.
And I will say it. Like I have a rough relationship with zoos because I love animals and they're fun to look at. But then I'm like, God. But in this case, this is what zoos are for, because this is better than those animals dying. So in this part, yes, I'm all for the Link and Nova.
Link and Nova.
And they look adorable. I saw a video of today running around.
Yeah, you know they're. I mean,
and they get each other, and you know,
they look like big cats. I mean,
oh, really?
I don't Besides the lions,
they're eating the cats
and the tigers.
You're not a cougar fan, huh?
I mean, they're okay, but
dude, I love.
They're cougars. Not in my top five at a zoo.
No, I've choked cougar.
It happens.
Love them, love them. I mean, it's not the red panda. Allegedly, they have a red panda, but it's high. Look, it's not an otter. It's not the red panda. It's not an elephant. The giraffe. You know what? I'm gonna say it's like a solid like 9. You know,
I mean, it's good to have. It's like filler.
I'm gonna say it's like Penn State football, who are also the Nittany. That's where I'm going. The Nittany Lions, solid 9 to 10.
Polar bears are great.
Yeah, polar bears are great.
The elephants are always a hit.
Always.
Well, now you have little Tula too.
Yeah.
Yeah, the little baby elephant. Come on.
Again, the giraffe is criminally underrated.
The giraffe is
amazing.
Giraffes are great.
Yeah.
The tigers, yeah. The lions.
Well, and then you get into the monkeys, the primates.
I mean, yeah, on, dude, monkeys. The cougars are way down the list.
I think it's border.
They're way down the list.
I'm not saying
you
way
can't
down.
Make a case they're in any of that. They're better than any of that.
They're pretty
you
cute.
You can't.
They're pretty cute. Better than the cheetah.
I don't think it is. Cheetahs at least
lame,
look cooler.
But the leopard and the jag, that's above the cougar. But, you know.
Well, we got stuff going down at Cleveland High School we got to tell you about.
Shakedown's happening. Let's go.
Big time. That's next on The Fan.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Don't worry, Swag at the party was telling us all about the big hops.
Yeah.
Big hops news.
Well, he had his hops gear on.
Oh, yeah.
I was looking for some inside
hold on,
hops
everybody.
Scoop.
Oh, yeah.
Of which he gave me some.
Yeah? Gave you a little. Well, he was talking to me about the new stadium.
Here's the situation.
I don't think you can bet on hops baseball.
You can't?
Because that's what I was looking. Because I hit him up for UP Scoop, too.
Oh.
Because I bet on
him. You can't bet on the hop. You can't bet
I don't
on
know.
Baseball?
I don't know. Not. I mean, maybe.
You can bet on anything.
It does seem like that, but I don't
bet
know.
Bet on, like, Malaysian monkey tricycle races. You can bet on the hops.
Within the space of a few hours, simple posters with pointed messaging decrying systemic misogyny were suddenly everywhere at Cleveland High School in Southeast Portland this week.
They were gone.
Blanketing walls and bathroom stalls. Jason, just as quickly, the posters, a guerrilla art project spearheaded by senior Fia Ruiz, And born from student frustration with what they see at the school's pattern of not addressing careless and threatening behavior by some of its male students, we're gone. Pulled down by security guards at the behest of the school's principal.
I'm not going to lie. I did click on this story. And do you know why I clicked on this story?
Maybe you were looking for some new misogynistic comments to make.
No.
Like what the kids are saying.
Oh, that would have been fun.
That would might maybe help you at your home. When
new
you
material.
I'd like that. I could use some new material against the ladies in my house. I am outnumbered. No, when I saw Gorilla Art Project, I really thought...
Gorillas.
I thought there'd be something about gorillas. I was like, what?
Yeah, why do they throw gorilla in there?
Well, I don't know. Well, gorilla is like, it's, you know...
So it's like renegade?
Renegade.
Yeah.
But so when it's I G-U-E or
when
G-E-U,
I saw
right?
that there was...
G-U-E-R-R.
It's like the Gur versus Gore. When I saw that it was like a Gorilla Art Project that was causing controversy, my first thought was like, is this like a Harambe sort of thing? Is there gorilla peen involved? I need to know. And then I clicked on it. I was like, oh, for God's sakes, it's misogyny.
Not interested.
And then I just
said, just a little misogyny. I'm like, that's a Tuesday for me.
I told you, you dumb bitch. Well, I thought we were dealing with gorilla art.
Look, she was trying to make a statement.
No, it didn't work.
Well, I think it did work.
Well, they tore him down.
Exactly.
Does it work too well?
Yeah, that's what she wanted. But I just wonder when it comes to things like this, because there weren't a lot of details about what they're talking about.
Yeah.
I just wonder, is there... Like when you're talking about high school boys,
They're jackasses.
Sorry, high school kids, but you're all idiots, and you don't know this yet, but you are.
Yeah, you are.
And you say dumb stuff all the time. I just is that misogyny or is it just is it boys being boys? I know they should be better and could be better, but really, can they? They're idiots. I don't want to make excuses for him, but you know what I'm getting at here?
There's nothing. I do understand. And believe me, there's nothing that makes me roll my eyes more than someone making a bunch of posters to take down the patriarchy of Cleveland High School. All right. Well,
high school's hard, whether you're male or female.
Exactly.
It sucks.
It's terrible.
So is life.
Your body's awkward. Your hormones are raging.
That's right.
You know, you got bad skin. You know, just it's horrible. But
it sucks for everyone.
It does. But again,
and you shouldn't be subjected to misogynistic commentary.
No, you shouldn't. But I also would like to point out that you writing some posters and putting up that you're like, I'm going to write this punk rock song. It's going to take down the entire Trump regime. No, it's not. But it makes you feel better to put up posters and spend your time. It's more power to you.
Well, what should you do? She is an aloof bitch. What do you do?
I don't know.
What do you do?
But your posters didn't work.
How do you take action, Jason?
You're talking to the wrong guy. I don't know.
She's a grade A bitch.
I don't know why you take down misogyny, but I just was
high school misogyny, untakedownable.
It really is.
I'm sorry. It is.
It is.
That whiny bitch.
It's undefeated.
It's never going to change.
No. High school.
And some kids, I know.
High school boys are terrible.
I think that.
And you know who's worse than high school boys? High school girls. There's a whole.
Yeah, they're awful to each other.
They're awful to each other.
Yeah, bitch.
This is the bad part. High school boys mean to high school girls. High school girls also mean to high school girls.
No, it's very fair. It's just not misogynistic.
No.
It's just mean.
It's just mean, yes.
And hurtful.
There's nothing meaner on this planet than a 16-year-old girl.
Yeah, you all are awful in high school.
Exactly. Everyone. Well, there's no such thing as a high schooler that isn't awful. They just are.
I think there are some kids that are better than others, obviously. It's not all of them.
Girl, you something else.
Someone said deport them.
Jeez.
God. Deport all high school kids?
Misogyny. Out. What's the...
not a bad idea.
What's the Parks and Rec? Jail. Right to jail. Fred Armisen came in. He was like from Venezuela or whatever. Jail. No, right to jail. Go.
Oh, no.
All
oh,
I'm
no.
out of there.
Well, guys, we can't solve all the world's problems.
No, we can't. But you know what you can do? You can make some posters.
You sure can. Like call attention to it.
Every weekend.
Good job.
Every weekend I drive to Damascus and I see two things. One, like three people stand on the 205 bridge with the Ukrainian flag. And then out in Damascus, there's one dude that stands outside of his Tesla, and he just waves an American and a Trump flag. That's all he does. He just stands on...
I love Tesla!
Isn't that a... he's standing in front of a gun shop?
Everything's
is
computer!
Is that a gun shop?
I think I've seen him.
Yeah, he just... You see him right there. It's on the whatever highway that is.
Bearded
that,
man?
Yes, that runs into town, and he stands out just on the side of the road, and he waves a Trump and America, and he's there... Every weekend, every Saturday, you'll see him. If you're driving to Damascus, you know who I'm talking about. And I want to pull over sometime and be like, I get it, my man. You love America. You love Trump. No problem. What exactly are you accomplishing here? You're spending every Saturday. What are you doing?
Make America great,
same
bitch.
Thing with the handful of people every Saturday on the bridge with the Ukrainian flag. What exactly are you doing?
No.
And I would tell the lady with her gorilla posters, what are you doing with that?
She's a girl. High school girl.
She's a gal.
Girl.
Yeah.
I would ask you, what are you doing? Do you have a MAGA girlfriend in Damascus or something?
What do you mean?
Well, what the hell are you doing out there?
I can't talk.
You have a MAGA girlfriend out there, don't you?
No, that's where I go to jiu-jitsu on the weekends.
In Damascus?
In Damascus.
That doesn't add up. Somebody needs to look into your shenanigans.
Gonna go blow some ducks?
Wow. No. Right there on that main drag. It's right by it's right across the street from the safe.
Yeah, flag!
But if you're on that road, whatever that road is, I'm telling you, look for him. He's there every Saturday.
Good trucks, balls, yeah!
These days I'm going to pull over and talk to him. But dude, there's got to be something better to do with your Saturday.
And there's your In the News for April 21, 2025, brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. The Hot 5-5 is next on The Fan.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drop deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.